The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Yesterday, Charlie's parents went to the high court, and the judge over in England said, all right, Charlie, the 11-month-old child that is has been doomed to death now by a court in London, said, all right, there is a U.S. doctor that is offering treatment, and we'll fly him to London on Monday. He can examine Charlie Gard, and then we'll listen to him. If we think he's got something to say, then we'll talk about treatment for Charlie. But Monday, if we don't agree with his assessment, we're pulling the plug on this 11-month-old. Your reaction to that, Bill O'Reilly?
Well, first of all, thanks for covering the story. Nobody else is covering it.
It's amazing.
Second, I don't understand why the British government just doesn't hand the child over to the Vatican and let the Vatican doctors and the pro-life movement
and couldn't they, Bill? Couldn't
they? Wouldn't they do that?
Couldn't they do that if they take their British passports and instead use the Vatican passports? What the Vatican said that they would give Charlie and his parents Vatican passports. They would. They might even have to deny their citizenship. But I have to tell you, if I lived in a country that was doing this to my son, I would deny my citizenship.
But there isn't any legal precedent for denying anybody's citizenship. The Vatican has made a humanitarian offer, keyword humanitarian, all right? The British government can cooperate with a state. The Vatican's a country, all right? And Charlie's parents have signed off on it. So what's the problem? You know, the British government does not have the power to limit travel. They can't tell Charlie's parents, you can't fly to Rome.
They can. Okay? They can, actually. They can. They can stop the parents from taking us. Charlie is not just scoop him up and take him out. He has to have the breathing machine and everything else, so he has to be moved.
Yes. As long as you're tethered to the British healthcare system financed by the government,
right?
And this is why Americans don't want that.
Well, not only...
You know, there are logistics, but I'll submit to you that this could be done, you know, with private help on a private jet with private doctors. Everything could be done.
But they won't They won't let him leave the hospital, and that's the issue.
Yeah.
Listen
to
this argument from the attorney. In a submission to the high court, the hospital's attorney wrote that while the institution understands that the parents believe they alone have the right to decide the treatment for their son, the hospital holds different principles.
I mean, that's how insane it is.
That's incredible.
That's why you don't want the government basically telling you what you can and can't have. You know, but here's something that nobody's mentioned. In Great Britain, you can reject their healthcare system and go private. You can do that. A friend of mine just runs a private practice over there. The problem is these people don't have any money.
Well,
they
do now. They do now. That is true. But what happened is they didn't have any. They got him into the hospital, and now the hospital says, no, he's ours. That they've raised, you know, at last I heard was 1.7. It's got to be way over that now.
But this world we're looking at right now with the way that we're looking at life is changing so fast. Listen to this. The hospital says a world where only parents speak and decide for children, and where children have no separate rights or identity and no court to hear and protect them, is far from the world in which this hospital treats its child's parents. That's their quote.
Yeah, because what they're saying is that because of Charlie's catastrophic medical condition, the odds are that he will not recover. So Charlie, they're thinking for Charlie. They're saying, okay, he's a minor. So we're going to say if Charlie were 20, and he had an opinion, he would say, pull a plug. That's what they're doing.
That's terrifying.
But here's what's amazing, Bill. I just talked to Bobby Schindler, who I think you know, Terry Schiavo's brother. And he just got back from England, where he was with the parents and everything else. And he said that he's never seen anything like this. He said, it's not the news media that we have. He said, in London, the news media is all for Charlie. He said, all of the news reporting over there is pro-Charlie. And the government is rejecting the parents, the baby, the people, and the news media. That's pretty remarkable.
It is, and I'm surprised to hear that because the British press is so left-wing.
Right.
It has to do with euthanasia. It has to do with abortion on demand for any reason. You know what the subtext of this is. It's not just about Charlie and his medical condition. If it were, it would have been taken care of a long time ago. The Vatican would have him, and the Vatican would provide the medical care, and Charlie would live or die based upon what happens to him. But it's not. It's about power. It's about euthanasia. It's about abortion on demand. And the far left, progressive left, does not want those things questioned. They don't even want to debate on them anymore. And so that's what the real story is underneath this, because it doesn't make any sense. You know, if I'm the prime minister of the UK, I said, look, you know, thank you, Pope Francis, for the offer. And we're going to make that happen because the parents want it. And the British government is going to, you know, do what we can to put the boy in your hands. And we're going to all pray. I can't use the word pray because that's politically incorrect, that some miracle occurs and he gets his health back. You know, that's the way to solve it. But then, you know, the progressive, oh, no, you know, you can't do that. Euthanasia is where, you know, it's just really, really ghastly.
So BillO'Reilly.com is where you can hear Bill and all of his views every day. The No Spin News at BillO'Reilly.com. Make sure that you sign up as a member so you can get his podcast every day. Bill, one question on Donald Trump's trip to France. Did you see the press conference? This is not the question. Did you see the press conference?
Yes.
Okay. Did you notice that the two of them standing there, it looked like Jack and the Beanstalk? I mean, Donald Trump made...
superiority and physicality.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Donald Trump made the French president look like a Muppet.
And he had a better tie. Why can't Trump tie his tie correctly?
Oh,
though,
thank you for saying
the
that.
Middle of the belt.
Oh man.
Oh no. Yesterday it was not the middle of the belt. It was the middle of the zipper.
Well, that's supposed
that.
To be middle.
I'm
of the belt.
I'm saying why.
Oh.
Why?
Oh yeah. Okay.
A couple of times, you know.
Yeah.
The tie has to hit the middle of the belt. Right. You're gonna trip on it.
Wait, you told him that?
Your ankle.
Have you told him that?
Yeah.
You have told him that.
He likes that look. He likes that kite look. I mean, if there's a big gust of wind, he's in Switzerland. Right? He can't have that tie.
Okay.
It's dangerous.
All right. Okay.
Secret Service would be tying his tie.
All right. There's a new poll out, Bill, and I want you to answer these questions. All right. What do you call the insects? This poll shows where you grew up and your language. What do you call insects that glow at night?
Lightning bugs.
Is that fit?
That's about, yeah, with Connecticut and New York. Although Staten Island and Manhattan prefer fireflies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go firefly on that one.
Yeah, fireflies all the west.
They're lightning bugs. Fireflies are effeminate. They're lightning bugs.
Right. I did not have that right.
I don't think.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that oppression from Bill O'Reilly.
Fire is effeminate?
Okay, here's the next one. What do you call the sale of household items out, you know, on the lawn or on the driveway?
You call it a sale of household items out on the drive.
No, you know, where you know, you see this, somebody does it in the neighborhood and they put a sign up on the telephone pole that we're having a
yard sale.
Yard sale. Okay.
See, I would go tag sale there.
I'm a freak
on that one, apparently, yeah. According to this
guy. Oh, yeah.
It's just Southern Connecticut that thinks it's a tag sale.
Yeah. I've never seen that. There are parts of Michigan that say that it's a rummage sale.
Oh, yeah.
But most of the country says garage sale.
And he said yard sale. So there's four different options.
Yeah. No, the yard sale is, the mid-Atlantic. And some southern states. How do you address a group of people? Hey.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Hey, guys. Hey, you guys. People in Pittsburgh say yins. Part of New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, they say use.
Yeah, yeah. Use. Baltimore says use.
How about use, guys?
Yeah. really, from the Mason-Dixon line, it's mainly y'all. Kentucky says you all. And the rest of the country says, hey, you guys. Mm-hmm. All right. This one we kind of fought over yesterday. Bill, what do you call a carbonated beverage?
Soda.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct.
Okay, so that is Northeast and California, parts of Utah and Arizona. Pop.
Yeah, New England, it's tonic.
Hmm.
Well, that's not even on here, so... Hmm. I think that's for
far New England. Yeah.
I think that's for the alcoholics, Bill. So we'll keep that to ourselves.
Pop is for the one. West mm-hmm. and the North. And surprisingly, I didn't see this. This poll does say, because I grew up calling it Coke. I'll have a Coke. Okay, what do you want? Yeah. 7-Up.
Yes. Insanity.
I know. Yeah, that's weird. The way
it is. Order. It is weird, yeah. But it's true.
Right, and it's because yeah. Coke is Kleenex.
Yes. And
it shows that, you know, Atlanta and the southern states, even Texas, it says, calls it Coke. But
yeah, no Coke, Pepsi. That you know, Saturday Night Live wiped that out about 30 years ago. Remember the Bellucci thing? No Coke,
no,
Pepsi.
I don't remember that. We're far too young, Bill.
Because locked away in the basement. Not allowed to watch television.
Where do you throw out your trash? In a...
garbage can.
Yes, correct, right. Again. Yeah.
Garbage can is all the North. Trash can is at the bottom. What do you haul freight in? What kind of truck?
Garbage truck.
No, freight.
Oh, freight.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A semi.
I would say tractor trailer.
Okay, you're semi. From the Northeast. Mm-hmm. It's all tractor trailer. 18-wheeler in the South and semi for the rest of the country. What do you call this one? Caused all kinds of problems. What do you call athletic footwear?
Sneakers.
Yes.
Oh my god.
That is only the Northeast and the very tip of Florida. Tennis shoes for the rest. And this one is insane. And if you happen to say the third choice, I'm going to lose my mind. What do we drink water from in public places, that device that, you know, was in school hallways?
A water fountain.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen.
That's the South and all of the Northeast. Drinking fountain is the West. But there are two places, one in Michigan and one in Boston. They call it, have you ever heard, get your water, go drink, there's a bubbler over there.
A bubbler. Oh,
it's the word of the day. Bubbler.
That may be the alcoholic again, Bill.
Bill, thank you very much, sir.
That was more fun than I've had in about 2.5 minutes. very, very much.
Right. You're
and
welcome.
I just want to tell everybody a little plug. If they go to BillO'Reilly.com, sign up for premium membership, they get the new Spin News. They get the straight story. Then they can listen to you for the conspiracy theories. but you get a free book.
Oh, wow.
A free book.
Which
any one?
Any
one of my books, free of charge, which covers most of the membership, and big discounts on things. We're going to have a new line of Glenn Beck stuff.
But what is the incentive to sign up?
The incentive is you get the private newscast that you can watch anytime. They call it a podcast.
Right, okay. All right.
The Body Snatchers. You know, so, yeah. You get that anytime.
And then just to even things out, you also get a book. From Bill O'Reilly.
Free book and any one. And you know I have 14,000 books.
I do know that. I have a friend who's
Legends and Lies of Civil
building
War
a house out of those.
Bestseller right now.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Bill. BillO'Reilly.com.
Hey, Beck, you know, I really appreciate you having me on. It's always fun to talk with you guys. Thank you.
God bless.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.